We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Hey Zif Vav. Says the Mechaber, Tinokel Shel Beis Rabban, Korin L'Or Haner, Mibnei She'emas Rabban Alehen. Children who are in school or are of school age are allowed to learn next to a candle. We do not fear that they are going to come to tilt the candle and be over on a Nisr, since the fear of their Rebbe is upon them. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rashba, who says that it is permitted for the children to learn next to a candle, even if their Rebbe is not there. Just knowing that the Rebbe exists, knowing that the Rebbe will be upset at them if they perform the Nisr, is enough to allow them to learn next to a candle on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes El Yerab, who quotes other Rishonim who disagree, and say it is only if the Rebbe is there to stop them. Sif Zayin. It is permitted to learn the Mishnayos of the second parak of Shabbos, those about lighting candles on Shabbos, and which candles are allowed to be used for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, because since he is mentioning the Isurim that are involved in candles on Shabbos, of course you are not going to come to perform the Isur that you are mentioning when you are learning. We allow ourselves, we have a minug, to daven from a machzor on Yom Kippur, since who could possibly come to perform any sin on Yom Kippur? So we do not make a gzeira that you are going to come to tilt the candle, because nobody would ever make the mistake of tilting a candle, of performing any Isser on such a holy day of Yom Kippur. There are some who extend this to Rosh Hashanah as well, since it is the Yom Hadin. Siftes leil Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos mutar likros ha'agada b'sefer mishum dehavi kein rashi prakim dein ama'aretz shaloteish gur b'fiv k'tzas. Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, you are permitted to read the Haggadah next to the candle, and we do not fear that you are going to come to tilt the candle, because it is like the concept of rashi prakim, that when you know pretty much what you are saying and you just look at it for the headlines to remind you for the rest of what you are going to say, that is permitted. We don't make the gzeir in such a situation. And the same thing is true over here when it comes to the Haggadah, that most people know most of the Haggadah, or some of the Haggadah, and that's enough to allow them to read next to a candle and not to make such a gzeira. And yet the Mishnah Berurah states that even one who is an Amaret and doesn't know anything at all, and doesn't know how to read from a Siddur, and doesn't know any of the Haggadah, we can still be makel for him in such a situation, so that he can be mekayim the mitzvah of Haggadah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Pesach, in order to, for him to be able to perform this mitzvah, we will be mekel in such a situation to assume that even for him, it is ksas rashi prakim. Based on this heter of something being shagar b'fiv, of people actually knowing most of it by heart, that's why we are also permitted, if you get to davening early, says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's still dark, you're allowed to daven next to a candle. Since most of davening is shagar b'fiv, we are not afraid that you're going to come to tilt the candle and be over an iser. Sif Yud, Harav Yachol Liros Lor Haner, Mehechan Yikrua Tinokos, Ulasada Rashi Haparshios b'fiv, Basefer, Vekore Kol Shar Haparsha Alpet. This same heter of Rashi Prakim that we just mentioned applies to a Rebbe. When he is going to teach the children, he is allowed to look next to the candle for the headlines and then read the rest of it by heart. V'rashei parshios lav davka, el kol she'odeh ha'parsha alpeh, uviksat sarach liras b'sefer, shari shemeyacher she'eno ma'ayim b'sefer tamid, islei haker v'lo asi la'atuyeh. It doesn't necessarily mean the headlines themselves, the rashei prakim, just the beginning of each chapter. Rather, any situation where you know most of the text by heart, you are allowed to look at some of the text next to a candle just to remind you what the rest is supposed to be said, because since you are not really looking in the sefer for most of it, we are not afraid that you are going to come to tilt the candle. Sifir Aleph, Kelim Hadomim Zelazeh, Vitzarch Ian Lahavchim Beinehim, Aser Levadgan Lor Haner. Utensils, pots, pans, and the like that look very similar to each other, and in order to tell the difference and know which one you want, you need to really pay attention and look closely at those utensils. It is usher to put them in front of the candle in order to see the difference, because we are afraid that you might come to tilt that candle, the same gzeres that exists by reading next to a candle. And this is even true if you're trying to tell which clothes are yours and which clothes are your wife. If they are similar and you need to look very carefully, very closely next to the candle, this is prohibited because we're afraid that you might come to tilt the candle. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, who says Tzarchi and Rav in this halacha, and therefore the Bar Halacha says that one is allowed to be mekel in such a situation, definitely if it is a ner shel shaiva or a ner shel chelev. Sif Yud Beis, Shama She'enu Kavua, Asr Lo Livdo Kosos Uka'arus Lor HaNer B'nei She'enu Makiran, Beim B'ner Shemen Zayis, Beim B'ner Shel Neft, She'oro Rav. A waiter or a servant who does not usually work in the house in which he is working is not allowed to look at the cups and the plates next to a candle, since he is not really familiar with these cups and plates. We're afraid that he is going to need to look very closely in order to tell which is which, and he is going to tilt the candle. The Ramah says, Yesh matirin b'shal neft, afilu b'shama she'eino kavua. There are some who are matir with a candle which is made out of neft, because since it has so much light there, we are not afraid that you're going to come to tilt that candle. Continuing in the Mechaber of Ashamash Kavua, Motro Livdok L'Or HaNer, Kosos, M'nei She'enu Tzarech Iyin Harbe. But if it's a servant or a waiter who is constantly in this place, and he knows these cups, he knows these plates, then we are not afraid that he is going to need to look closely. We are not afraid that he is going to tilt the candle, and for him it would be permitted to look at the Kosos and Ka'aros next to a candle. V'yimhai Ner Shel Shemen Zayis, if the candle is made out of olive oil, ain morin lo livdok, afal pi shehu mutter, gzer shem yistapik v'menu. Even him, we won't tell him that it's mutter for him to look next to such a candle at the Kosos and Kairos, because even though we're not afraid that he's going to tilt it a little bit, we are afraid that he's going to take some of the oil out for his own use. And therefore, we will not be mora for him to do this, but it is permitted for him to look next to such a candle. The Mishnah Berurah says we are more concerned in such a situation where you are looking closely at something next to the candle of Shemen Zayis, that you are going to take some of the Shemen out. Since you are so close to it, it's more likely that you'll take some of the Shemen out than if you were just lighting the candles for Shabbos, where you're not likely to take some of the Shemen out. The Ramah finishes up, Nahagu l'chasos haktanim shelo yu'arum b'pnei haneris mishum bizui mitzvah v'chein kasav harokeach. It's important that children not be naked in front of the candles, because it is bizayon to the mitzvah, to the Shabbos candles, if children are naked in front of them. And therefore, Rav Nissen Karelitz says it is inappropriate to change a diaper in front of the candles, unless you place yourself in between the diaper and the candles, in which case the candles cannot see the dirty diaper, and it is not an issue of bizui mitzvah. One final point, the Rishonim point out that even though we said that it is usur to look closely at your clothing to tell which is your clothing and which is your wife's clothing, and therefore it would appear that the same thing should apply to a shamash kavua, a waiter who is always in such a situation, because you definitely know your clothes as well as a waiter knows the cups and plates, and yet we are machmir by the clothes and mekil by the plates, the Rishonim say that is because for the plates, hitiru mishum nikius, because we want